12 hours out of Mackinac City, stopped in a bar to have a brew.
Michigan seems like a dream to me now. The summertime in northern Michigan.
Soon enough, we say hello to Nick Nurbon with Pure Michigan. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
Doing great. Thanks, Mary Ellen. I was listening to that line up there that John Vanderhagen, a friend of mine, was talking about at Meyer Garden.
Mm.
I think Cheap Trick might be at the top of my list. The magic of Robin Zander, the charisma of Rick Nielsen, to quote Mike DeMone from Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
I love it. It's a really interesting lineup this year, and I'm really, really excited. I want to see Smokey Robinson, and I want to see Chaka Khan, of course, as well. But I had a chance to head down to the Metro Detroit area, which was really fun last week. It was just fun to drive through downtown, see everything that was happening. I was in Cleveland, and then coming back, seeing that Pure Michigan sign just warmed my heart. I'm obviously working this week. A lot of people are still on spring break. And in regardless, spring break or not, there's a lot of fun things happening all around town. So have at it. Tell us about it.
Yeah, that's the thing with spring break. There's a lot of reasons to stay in Michigan, whether it's staying in here in West Michigan and doing a staycation or maybe traveling somewhere else in the state. Detroit's another great example. So many amazing cultural opportunities there, sporting events, all kinds of great things to do in the Detroit region. Here in West Michigan, one of the things that caught my eye, I've been seeing these social media posts and things from the opening night at the Lantern Festival at John Ball Zoo. Have you seen some of these visuals yet?
Yes. It's all over my Facebook feed, and I have to take my grandkids to this. It looks spectacular.
Yeah, it looks really neat. It's a one-mile light tour through the zoo. So a different perspective if you've been to John Ball Zoo before in Grand Rapids. This would be a different way to see the zoo and the animals there. Definitely looking forward to checking that one out myself. And I saw that at the Grand Rapids Public Museum, if you're looking for something today, it's a Lego fest.
Ooh.
Happening today. And, you know, I'm a huge fan of Legos. Growing up, you know, my brother and I had Legos. We would use every Lego we had in the house and build villages and houses and all kinds of stuff. And one of the things that was interesting I saw in the description is they have a Star Wars Lego exhibit. So the best of two of my favorite things, Legos and Star Wars together. You can't beat that.
I love this. I heard that downtown Holland has a spring fling. What's this all about?
Yeah, Holland's really got some great stuff happening for spring break. They've got their annual spring fling. It's basically all the downtown businesses come together. You get yourself a spring fling passport, and you go around to different businesses, and you get points as you check into these various businesses and their prizes, and it's really a fun activity. I also saw that Holland Aquatic Center has got special hours during spring break with like noon to four and some evening hours as well for the spring splash. And it's a mega splash, as they call it. And so great way to get over there and enjoy some of the activities they have. They got all kinds of stuff from water basketball to rock climbing walls to all kinds of different things. So family fun there at the Aquatic Center as well.
I love it. And butterflies are blooming at Meyer Gardens through April 30th, which is always a fun, fun time.
Yeah, well, the butterfly exhibit at Meyer Gardens, that's something we've been talking about with Pure Michigan for years because it's such a unique opportunity. The indoor arboretum they have there is stunning. It's several stories tall, and it's always 80 degrees inside this thing.
Mm.
And when you get there and there are thousands of colorful butterflies flying around, it really is a unique experience. I definitely recommend it.
I love it. I love it. I will say, you know, having grown up in Metro Detroit, there is a little bit of a grit there. There's a hustle. It's just the way that it is. And you know, driving, I was like, okay, I can't wait to get to the west side of the state. I'd forgotten how busy the roads are and the expressways in the Metro Detroit area, but it was so much fun to drive by Comerica Park on opening day last week, and it was just amazing. So much fun to be had this spring. And we get ready for summer, and we get ready for all things Pure Michigan. I so appreciate you checking in, and we'll talk again next week, all right?
Sounds great, Marilyn. Have a great weekend.
I will. Thank you so much. That is Nick Nurbon with the Michigan Economic Development Corporation and Pure Michigan. Always a great time.